Scotty, thank you. Okay, it's been a while. I'm just starting now to learn Lukutei Halachos, Pirkei Rivia, Halacha Gimel. Beginning of Evan Hazar. Rabbi Nosson, as he often does, Rabbi Nosson chazes over a little bit of what we were learning Lekuta Maran. Lekuta Maran Chav Gimel Chav Dalet. In the Sugi of Simcha. So it's good. It's a good day to begin this Tayr Lekuta Halachis. And to make the Hachanis. For Purim, for Pesach, this Torah is about Simcha, more Simcha, and with the Simcha, Avodah and Shmiras, Habris, Dinyan of Chasan Kala, of a home. So let's learn inside Halacha Gimel. Al pi atar la posik sosnu v'simchi yasigu v'nosu yogad v'anoche. Haklal Rabbi Nosson reminds us of what we learned in Lekuta Maran. Haklal shetzarech adam liyas b'simcha tamid ulizgaber b'simcha kol kach ad sheyachtoif es ha-yogin v'anoche shem kol amor shcher v'atzvus. Yachtef oisom yachnisem latoich ha-simcha ba'al korcham ad shiyahapoich ha-yogin va'anochil ha-simcha. So you remember that Rabbi Nachman said that many times, or perhaps even most often, in order for a person to be besimcha, he has to try to forget all of the things that are troubling him, all of the things in his life that are hurting him, all of the memories that he has. Like the person, the sad person who's standing outside of the dance circle, right? So the simcha is in the dance, and the sadness is outside. So in our lives, in order for us to be besimcha, we often feel that the only way that we can do that is by somehow trying to forget about those things that are holding us back from dancing. And we push those things to the periphery. We push those things away. Sometimes it becomes so hard to push them away, we spoke about this, that people are looking for all different kinds of ways to not remember, to not feel the pain, the sadness. But Rabbi Nachman reveals in this Torah a very, very deep thing. That's what we're going to be spending the next couple of weeks learning. Rabbi Nachman reveals that the tachlis is not to remove the yogin va'anocha, is not to kick it out, but to keep it out of the dance. The tachlis is davke sosnu v'simcha yasigu. That's Purim Katan. Leif Toiv Mishta Tamid. That's what the Rambam says about Purim Katan. That's what we have in Shulchan Aruch, the end of Aruch Chai. Leif Toiv Mishta Tamid. Tamid. Lias Besimcha Tamid. Purim Katan is a Pesach to being Besimcha Tamid. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes. Ad Sheyachta V'Sei Yogin V'Anocha. You don't leave the yogin v'anocha outside. You don't leave it outside. Shem kol amor shchor v'atzvus, all of the depression, all of the atzvus. Yachtef oisam, like Rabbi Nachman explained, that you go and you grab the guy that's standing outside of the circle. He doesn't want to dance. You grab him and you pull him into the dance. The tachlis is to bring everything into the dance. Now we have to learn what that means. Already here, if Nassim begins to explain, in this siv, yachtef oisum yachnisum utaycha simcha bal karcham, to force every part of myself into the dance. Not the only way that I could be besimcha is if I forget about my boss at work. For the other guy, the only way I could be besimcha is I forget about my wife. Or I can only be besimcha if I forget about my health problems, chas v'shalom. So most people, there's only a little part of them that's actually able to dance. That's why everybody gets tired very quickly. There's a chasna, the Balatanya and Kedushas Levi and Mechutanim, you know. And it was by the big chasna that they made. And they were dancing the Beditshah, the Kedush Levi, and the Valtmanshah Shavikah, what that was. They were dancing for hours, the two tzaddikim. But the Beditshah, who was, of course, some years older than the Baltani, the Beditshah, every 45 minutes or hour or so, the Beditshah went to sit down a little bit to catch his breath. The Baltani was straight through the whole night, didn't stop. And they heard that the Kedushas Levi said, Kedushas Levi gave a krechs and he said, The Baruch Shalom is a tzaddik in Himmel. My mechutin is a tzaddik on earth. The Baruch Shalom is a tzaddik in Shemayim, but my mechutin is a tzaddik on earth. See, the Baal Tanya didn't stop dancing. But the Beditshva on his madrega also physically, whatever, that it wasn't possible for him at that age to continue. The reason that we get tired so quickly is there's only a little piece of us that's in the dance, so we don't have that much participating in the dance. It's not such a big simcha. Because a lot of who we are, we have to leave outside that. We leave outside the dance. It's not because that's the part of us that we can't think about, that we don't want to think about. But when the simcha is in such a way, till you grab hold of the yogin v'anocha and the marish chayra. And everything. And bal karchem, you force into the dance. Ad shiyahapach ha-yogin v'anach le-simcha. That, of course, is the site of Purim. Of v'nahafechu. Until you're able to transform. We spoke about that last time. To be able to transform all of the yogin v'anach into simcha. Ad shiyahapach ha-yogin v'anach le-simcha. Kidavka idei masha bal dover machnis beliba yogin v'anach le-simcha. Now Reb Nosson gives us a little bit of a taste of what that means. Because everybody's wondering, like, how do you do that? How do you bring every part of yourself into the simcha? Because there's so much in our lives that takes away the simcha. So how do we force every part of ourselves to be the simcha? So here Reb Nosson already alludes to something. He says, Kidavka ayidei masha bal dover machnis beliba yogin v'anocha. Omar Yishchai says, for example, think about how the Baldover, how the other side, the Baldover, was able to cause you to feel, to begin with, some depression, some sadness. You're feeling some marishchar, you're feeling some atzvus. So Rabbi Nosson says, think about it. Ki davka ide masha baldover machnis beliba yogin v'anocha marishchayra, ide zed davka yisameach ma'od. How do you bring the atzvus and the marishchayra into the dance? So he says, ki yomer beliba. This is what you should say to yourself. Afa pishani rochel kol kach meshem zvach. In other words, Amalek is telling you now, you're very far from God. And that makes you very sad. You're very, very far from Hashem. That's what Amalek tells you. So now, what do you do with that? That's a very disheartening thought, that you're very far from God. So this is what you do. Let me give us an example. Afal pishani rochel kol kach meshem esbach. So the first thing is, you say to Amalek, to the other side, to the sitracha, you say, that's not true. I can't argue with you. I am far. I am far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I can't argue with you. But afal pichan ani miseri Yisrael. Afal pichan ani miseri Yisrael. even though in my Avaida I'm missing a lot, and I'm very, very far. It's true. And afal pichein ani mizer Yisrael, and despite that, I am zer Yisrael. I am zer Yisrael. I'm a Jew. You see, when you have all kinds of madregas, when you're baal madregas, so you're besimcha with the madregas that you have, but not with the etzim of who you are. You're besimcha because I have already mastered bava kama, bava basim, bava mitzia. So you're besimcha. Or you're besimcha because you daven well. Or you're besimcha because you work on your midas and you fix this midah, that midah. Or you're besimcha because you helped some old person cross the street. All those are wonderful things, and we should be zeichet to acquire more and more of those good things. But there is a cause for the simcha that you're feeling, which even though those are very wonderful, wonderful, admirable, and noble causes to feel besimcha, but sof kol sof, the simcha is a simcha for something other than yourself. You understand? It's a simcha about something that you've accomplished. Sometimes you accomplish, and sometimes you don't accomplish. Sometimes not only do you don't accomplish, sometimes you're like in the red. You know what I mean? You're doing things that you shouldn't be doing. Chas v'shalom. So how are you supposed to have any simcha? So Amalek comes and says to you, you're rochaik, rochaik ma'oid ma'ashem esbar. And you think about it, and you say, it's hard to argue with that. I am rochaik, rochaik ma'ashem esbar. Therefore, I can't say that today I learned so gevaldig. I didn't finish any big thing in learning. I ended up chavrusa an hour early without understanding taisus. I didn't make the brachas achrayinus that I should have made today. I didn't do a lot of things that I should have done today. And there are things that I did today that I shouldn't have done v'chula. In other words, my accomplishments, my achievements, what I acquired today would seem to confirm what Amalek is saying, at rochaik, rochaik ma'oil, Hashem is bar. You're very, very far from Hashem. Now pause. That's what Rabbi Nosson is saying. Now pause. So now at this point, if you stop at this point, then you have your head down and you walk outside of the dance circle. And then you're one of the guys that stands on the outside, either looking at a sefer, because that's like the most acceptable way not to dance, to look at a sefer, right? But the tzaddikim said they couldn't, the Divrei Chaim said he had no savlanus for those lamdonim that they only like to learn, especially like to learn when there's dancing, when Jews are dancing. Like the Rabbi Rashab said about those Jews who they can't bear the thought of not learning for a few hours on Nittelnacht. When there's such masmidim, they can't put the Gemara away on Nittelnacht. He said, I don't have much of an affection for such Jews. That's what he said, the Rabbi Rashab. Such big masmidim are the ones, you see, the ones that learn always during Chazos HaShatz. That they can't bear to be away from the sefer for the answer amen, which according to Arizal, Chazal's Shas is on higher madrega than the Quiet Shemoneh Esrei to answer amen. So, at this point, you know, you're already going to go to the outside of the circle and stand over there and not be part of the simcha. But then Rabbi Nosson says that you don't stop over there. That's not where you stop. So you say to Yetzirah, you say to Amalek, maskim. Maskim. I didn't finish Taisus today, maskim. I didn't make the brachas I should have done, maskim. I did something else I shouldn't have done, maskim. And I understand that it makes me rochaik mehashem. And I also understand I have to do tshuva for these things. I understand that I have to try to be better. But still you're heading outside the circle. And the marashchari, the atzvus, sets in. But now Rabbi Nosson says, don't stop at that. This is what you do now. Afal pichen ani mizer Yisrael. Afal pichen ani mizer Yisrael means, if you take away everything from me, I have nothing. I'm amish naked. I have nothing. No mitzvahs, no masim tovim, nothing. Take away everything from me. And afal pichen ani mizer Yisrael. Let's listen. Afal pichen ani mizer Yisrael. I'm a Yid. V'loy asani goy. the Baruch Shalom made me into such a person. I'm a Yid, I'm not a guy. V'ani zoiche b'chol yoyim l'kayim kama mitzvahs tzitzis u'tfilim. And I'm zoiche as a Yid every day l'kayim kama mitzvahs tzitzis u'tfilim. Doesn't say tzitzis with chaylas. Doesn't say tzitzis that are the strings that are touching the floor. Doesn't say tefillin that have black on both sides of the straps. Just says tzitzis. I'm a Yid, and today I'm wearing tzitzis. I put on tefillin today. The kama brachas doesn't even say mea brachas. I said kama brachas. I said a number of brachas today. V'diburim kedoshim, and there were some holy words that came out of my mouth, betfila or betayra. Doesn't say that you said the whole siddur, the whole shachas, a mechamarv like that. Doesn't say that you learned the best day that of your learning that day, but you said the kama brachas diburim kedoshim betfila betayra shani zoyche loyma b'chol yoyim v'yoyim, that I'm zoyche to say every single day. Look what he says. This is how you answer. So you, Amalek, you're trying to tear me away from the dance. You're trying to bring me to a place of Atzvah Samar Shchaira. The Adarab. Remember, Adarab is the Isis Adar, the month of Adar. But that's the whole nature of the month of Adar, is to turn around everything. In other words, here Amalek is coming to make you depressed. And Rabbi Nosson says, Adarabba. Adarabba. I didn't accomplish this, I didn't accomplish that. In a chanami, I hope to be able to do that. But I didn't. But the atzmus of who I am is that which no one on earth, not only on earth, in heaven, can take away from me. That I'm a Yid. And no one could take away from me that I washed Negelvasa this morning and that I said Moida'ani. And no one could take away from me that I said Kriishma and that I put on a pair of tefillin. Whether it was for 10 minutes or if it was an hour, I put on tefillin. Adrabba. So Ike Simchasi. Dika Simcha of a Jew is should never ever be about what he accomplished. It's who he is. The Ike Simchasi. Of course you have simcha that you accomplished. That's very important. But the ikas simchasi, was the ikas zeu ikas simchasi shemerucha kamayni, that even someone who is so far away, like me, merucha kamayni, yizke gamkein lanich tefillin b'chol yoyim, that I have such a schir, I have such a schus, that a merucha kamayni is zeich to put on tefillin every day. And what tefillin are? Did a meruach kamayni ki shem Hashem nikra alecha? Did a meruach kamayni? Yizke gamkein laniach tefillin b'chal yoyim shehem kisrei the malka, that I'm zoche to wear mamish kisrei the malka, the crown of the king himself. That I'm zoche to put on this morning. I wore the crown of the king on my head, kisrei the malka. These are some examples. V'chiyotze b'zeh b'shar ha-mitzvahs shekol Yisrael mekayin mechol yoyim. Mechol Yisrael, maybe not this time. But all of us are mekayin mechol yoyim. Mechol yoyim. How is it possible that you have so many people that are shemitah mitzvahs that are so depressed? How is it possible you go into any yeshiva and you look at the chevra and the yeshiva, and any yeshiva, it makes no difference what type of yeshiva, and every yeshiva you have guys walking around merish, chayim, mamish, depressed. They can barely lift up their feet. They're sleeping till 2 in the afternoon. They got food that was a chamash arvel of a Pesach, you understand? Sitting outside their door in their room that they can't move. Davka, by people who are learning Torah, they have the schus to sit in the base, to sit and learn Torah. They have the schus to be in yeshiva. They have the schus to be with a tzibur of ma'aminim who are oivde Hashem. Where's all the marshchayra, the atzvas? Whatever happened? What happened? How come they're not in the dance? Because the whole simcha is totally, Reb Nosson says, the whole simcha depends on what did I accomplish today? What did I add? What do I bring to the table? Kilu, this is Wall Street. And it turns out I'm a ruchak ma'ayit, I'm a lo yutzlach. I'm a lo yutzlach. What did I do? What did I do today? I'm a lo yutzlach. And if you thought that maybe you had a little bit of hatzlacha, then for sure, if you heard some shmooze in the yeshiva, then whatever little hatzlacha you thought you were having, now you know that's not considered anything because when Reb Baruch Ber was your age, he was making his 12th tzim, and you're so happy because you could read that it says on the page Talmud Bavli. So whatever simcha you had because you could read Talmud Bavli, you're nothing. You should be ashamed of yourself. So it's always about what did I accomplish? What did I add? Never about who I am. Be'etzem. Be'etzem? I'm a Yid. Be'etzem, I'm a Yid. And I was zoiche to kama v'kama mitzvahs. And kama deraisis and derabonins and hanhagas tayus. And to be mezgaber on all different kinds of yetzer haruch during the day. And to fight against all kinds of inyanim during the day that I was zoicha. It's just schia. That's not a simcha with what I accomplished. It's a simcha of who I am. So, it's a v'nahaf eichu. Here, Amalek came, the Yetzirah comes to you, davke to get you down. And to say, kama rochek ata. You're a meruchak ma'oid. Because of what you didn't accomplish, or of things that you did that you shouldn't have done. And the v'nahafeichu asher yishlatu ayyuhudim heima b'seinayim is this machshava and this avoda that afal pichin, nevertheless, I'm a Jew, and so ikar simchasi. Ike simchasi. We have to go over this 10 times till it sinks in, and even then, it's going to be hard for it to sink in because we've been very, very conditioned over all of the years. Say, ike simchasi. Remember, the one who is saying this is a ga'oin ha-ga'oinim. This is not a plain person. Ga'oin ha-ga'oinim, Reb Nosson. Say, ike simchasi. That what? That a Marucha Kamaini. That a Marucha Kamaini. That I'm a Yid. Afa Pichin Mizer Yisrael. The Marucha Kamaini Yizka Gamkin Laniach Tfilm. That I had the schus to put on Tfilm, to learn some Mishnayas, to learn a Blad Gemara. When a person is able to be mezgaber and to come to this kind of a simcha, what kind of a simcha? That he brings everything into the dance, all of his failures, all of his lack of accomplishment, the very tiny that he's worthless, everything he brings now into the circle. And he says, Enachanami, but af merucha kamayni, af apichen ani miser Yisrael, and I'm zoiche to be mekayim kama v'kama mitzvahs, and I'm zoiche to be with other Jews together, to be able to be besimcha with other Jews. Ad shema hapich kol hayogen v'anoch lezimcha. So the yogan v'anocha, what's the cause of yogan v'anocha? Ani rachok, that I'm far. That's the cause of yogan v'anocha. The cause of sadness, of depression, is kama meruchak ani. That's the cause of sadness. Now, what I could have done was just to leave that, to try to dance a little bit, and to try not to think about kama meruchak ani. To try not to think about that. I'm not going to think about kama meruchak ani. And even though I'm a ruchak, I'm going to try not to think about it. and I'm going to try to forget my troubles and to be besimcha. So Nassim says that's not, Rabbi Nachman's teaching us that's not the tachlis. That's also madrega, but that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is ad shemahapich kol hayogen vanochel simcha. You know, the Svam talk about how it's an unbelievable schir that we have, that there's 60 days we have of Adar. No? It's an unbelievable thing, 60 days of Adar. Now, everybody knows there's a din of bittul b'shishim, right? So the Svarim say, it's in the Chabad Svarim, other Svarim, they say, Mishanichnas Adar Marben b'simcha. There's such a ribuy of simcha, of 60 days of simcha, that whatever atzvus and marashchayra that a person has, or anything that's not good, is bottle in these 60 days. As it says in the Svarim. Just like you have this, bottle b'shishim, it's bottle. The ikur is to be marbe b'simcha. Soid ha'ibur is the gematria simcha. It's brought down in the Svarim. The ibur. And to be marbe b'simcha, because on a leap year you davka have 60 days mamish of simcha, to be marbe b'simcha. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe Sussil used to bring the Shitas HaRosh. There's a Rosh in Gidanosh in Chulm. With the Shitas HaRosh, which is brought down in the Torah, in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuftas, the Shitas HaRosh is that if you have Chad B'Trei, Yavesh, dried, right? You have Chad B'Trei, you have one that's treif, something that's treif, dry, Chad B'Trei, and this one that's treif gets mixed up with two, that's kosher. That the Rosh holds that afilu midrabanan, if it's yavesh, if it's not liquid, if it's dry, then it's not only is it bottle, even midrabanan, it's not only is it bottle, but the Rosh holds, and the Torah brings halacha that you could eat all three of them together bevasachas. Now that means that you know that for sure you're what? You're eating iser. You know for sure that you're eating iser. We have three pieces. One of them is certainly not kosher. Right? You can't identify what. You know that one of them is not kosher, and there are other two. Chad b'trei, yavesh, b'yavesh is bottle, afilim d'rabbanan. Afilim d'rabbanan is bottle. And not like other Rishonim hold that you can only eat it one, and then eat, and then wait, and then eat the other one, and then eat the third one. The Rosh holds you can eat all of them b'vas achas. That means that you know for you can't. When you eat one at a time, you can say, "Mestama, this is okay." Right? Mestama, this is okay. Afterwards, you look back and all three of them are gone. You say, oh, "Something happened." But here, the Rosh holds that you can eat all of them. Bevas achas. Bevas achas. What's the svar of that? So the svar, Rabbi Chaim talks about this, all the Acharim talk about this, the svar is that because of the koch of Acharam Lahatois, of the Rov, the Isser is what? Is Ne'apach Laheter. You understand? The Isser has been transformed to Heter. The Isser has been transformed to Heter. Now, the Prima Gadim and others hold that the din of Batal B'Shishim is a halacha in Bittul B'Rayv, not just in the time and the taste. If you only hear a day, you know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to go into it now. But it's a din in Bittul B'Rayv. And this means, what the Rosh is telling us, and the Torah brings la halacha, is that Bittul B'Shishim means that Shishim has the koach to take something that is aser and to transform it into heter. So I could eat three pieces. I could eat these three pieces of bevas achas. The iser is nepach leheter. So the svarim say that that's the koach of an ibu of purim katan of a shanim uberes. That marben besimcha. There's such a ribuy of simcha of 60 days of adar that the koach of an ahafaychu of changing all of the marashchayra and all of the atzvos. All depression and sadness to change it into simcha mamish. Ad shah isa nepach leheter. Until the atzvus, the marashchayr is nepach le simcha mamish. It's the inyan of an ahafaychu. Ashi yishlu tu ayyudim heime b'seineyam. The koyach of Purim in a regular year, but especially when you have 2 months of Adar. I'm sure I mentioned this to you last year, but it's a famous thing that they say that Darinez used to say this over on Purim. How there was a Pasha to Yidin Sachetshov that outsmarted him. Now, you know, the Avnineza was not an outsmartable type. So, to outsmart him. So what happened? He said he had an inyan with a Yid. There was a Yid in Sachetshov that he began drinking Ad Layodah already from Rosh Chodesh Adar. So the Avnineza said to him, what are you doing? It's not Purim. What are you drinking? So he said to the Avnineza that Haman made a gzeira that he was going to kill every single person in all 127 Medinas of Ahasuerus, Nar, Vatzaki, and Taf, and Nosh, B'yom Echad, in one day. So this Yid said to Avnineza, Rabbi, tell me the truth. Is it possible to kill so many Jews in one day? In all 127 Medinas, he said, it's not possible. It must take, I figured, at least a month, or maybe more, to kill so many Jews. So why did Haman say B'yom Echad? Because he knew that at the end, he's going to be destroyed. And they were going to make a yontif. And he's such an anti-Semite that he didn't fagin us that we should be able to drink for 30 days. Because it made a cheshmer to take, should at least take 30 days, maybe 60 days to kill all the Jews. So he's such a rasha that he didn't fagin us that we should have a yontif and to be able to do the simcha for 30 days. So I'm not a fool. I know that he knows he couldn't do it in one day. So therefore, the mitzvah is to drink to begin Rosh Chodesh. I start right away. Because that's the Be'emes, that's the Asher Yishtato Yehudim Mehemeh B'Sanem. The Avnineser, every Purim would say this Vart over and be Meshabech this Vart, but this Yid said it's a Gevaldige Vart. Not that he said Lemaisa that you should start drinking, but he says a Gevaldige Oymek to what the Yid was saying. That Haman couldn't, so he said Yom Echa, that's ridiculous Yom Echa. He just doesn't want that we should be so happy. The Emes says Jews should be happy the whole time. Leif Toiv Mishta Talmud. That's Purim Katan. They'll be passing like the Jew in Sachetshov. Leif Toiv Mishta Tamid. That's what the Ramah says. Leif Toiv Mishta Tamid. But the koyach of the Issi being Nepach Laheter, that's the Chiddush of Purim. And that's exactly what Reb Nachman, that's what Reb Nachman is talking about. To take that Nakuda that is the greatest cause of our sadness, and Davke, from that, to come to the highest Simcha. And what's the highest Simcha? Shalayas Anigai. That I'm a Yid. It's the highest Simcha that I'm a Yid. Because that's not something that could be taken from you ever. It's bad some who you are. When it comes to everything else in your life, there are good days and bad days. But the etzem of who you are can't be taken away. When the Kotzker, I told this to you, when the Kotzker came back to Tomashov, that's where he grew up. So he was a famous rabbi, came back to Tomashov, so the whole city that came to greet him, it was a big Kabbalah upon him, and they were all fighting, where's the Kotzker going to stay? You remember the story? They were fighting, where's the Kotzker going to stay? He was like the hometown boy that made it big, right? He came back to Tomashov. So there was a very rich man in Tomashov, had a big palace, and of course he went and he said, of course, the Rebbe will come join me and stay. And the Kotzker didn't go to him. The Kotzker went to his first great Rebbe from Cheder, his Aleph Beis Rebbe. And the rich guy was very, very angry. And he said, how could the Rebbe go to that Malamed? He lives like in a little, you know, a little hut or something. And I'm a big veer and I have a palace. So the Kotzker said to him, here's the Kotzker said, I don't mean for you to be insulted, but I must tell you that this Yid, the Malamed, was my Malamed. He taught me Aleph Beis. That's the only thing I understand 100%. He said, everything after that, I'm a Supat. Everything after that is not 100% clear to me. But that, what I learned with this Yid, and Mamish, that's it. I got it. The Aleph Beis. It's the Kotzker said. Also, we're not talking about a simple person. He says, but so that's why I have such a simcha to be with this yid, my melamed. Ever since then, he says, like, it's been hard. It's not clear. Because it's always, it could be like this, could be like that. All right? Reb Shlomo, Reb Moshe says like that, Reb Shlomo Zalman says like this. When you were little, you didn't know anything. Your father said, do this, don't do that. Then it starts to be, Reb Yosef says like that, Reb Moshe says like this, Reb Shlomo. Until finally, you know, you have these, I get these calls from women all the time, 5 minutes before Shabbos. I asked my husband, what do I do with this? And she says, it's a machloikis, a poskim. She says, I don't know about machloikis. Am I allowed to do this or not? She says, machloikis. I think Reb Shlomo Zalman says like this, and Reb Moshe says like that. But if you're a svad, you could do like this. If you're not svad, I don't know Reb Moshe, Reb Shlomo Zalman. Just tell me, I have to light candles. What do I do? So life got complicated. Those are all additives to our lives. They're great. It makes life interesting and exciting. But the etzem is shloya sanigoy. That's the etzem. The etzem of who I am. When a person thinks about that, then, like Rav Nosson says, we'll see, that he starts to dance b'simchas yahaduso, with the joy of being a Jew, without any of the extra fringe benefits, just the etzem of being a yid, which is something that is never unclear. It's always clear. So Davkir of Nosson says, the whole taina of the Sitra Achra, kama meruchak ato, you didn't do this today, you didn't do that today, you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you did this, and you meruchak ma'oid, ma'oid, ma'ashem is baruch. So you start to think, it's a good point he's making, and I have to work on that, I have to fix it. Af al pichen, af meruchak kamayni, a meruchak kamayni that I'm zoicha to be a yid. It's no chokma for somebody who finished shas that he's a yid. Why is he a yid? That person's shas. But af merucha kamayni, af apichen mizer Yisrael. Ad shemahapich kol hayogid v'anochel l'simcha hu dover gadol ma'od. This transformation, this v'nahapichu, that you don't have to wait till Purim for this. This is every day, every minute. This avoida, at shemahapach kol hayogin v'anoch l'simcha, hudava gadol ma'oid. Hudava gadol ma'oid. When I was a kid, it was Rosh Hashanah, I was standing next to my father in the shtiebel. And three blocks from the shtiebel, there's a big conservative temple. So people coming from the conservative temple, they were driving back and forth to shul, putting on the big yarmulkes, you know, and they're going to, like, back and forth to shul. So I was standing next to my father, and we were by the window, and I was watching this, and I said something like, Oh, here they are, like, from the temple. I made some fun, like I was making chayzik. It was around 11 or something like that. I was making fun of the people coming there. And my father said to me, what are you, you're making fun? He said, they're going to shul in Rosh Hashanah. So, of course, I came back with a fantastic line. I said, that's not called a shul. That was my smart answer. So my father said, and that's not what I'm telling you. They consider that to be a shul. The point is that they want to be Jews. And they're saying that we're Jews. And that's, they don't know, they do know, they don't know, but that's, they want to be Jews. Does that mean that they don't have to, of course we have to try to teach and to explain and to become, but when you take everything else away, is miseri Yisrael. Anytime that we think bad about another person, another Jew, afal pichin miseri Yisrael, and this person who you don't like so much, he was zeichah v'kama dvaram tovim, could be more dvaram tovim than you, in different ways, could be. Zeichah v'kama dvaram tovim on that day, kama v'kama dvaram tovim, that person was zeichah for, and you're looking down on him, you're making fun of him, you say bad about him. Zeichah v'kama dvaram tovim, he's a yid. Not that I look up to him because of because he accomplished, because he was honored at the dinner, because he's smart, because he's a big Yirei Shemayim. It's because he is Mizrei Yisrael. Now, when a Jew does this with himself and looking at other people, Reb Nosson writes, "Mizenasi yichudim gedolim, v'shashum gedolim ma'od ma'od l'mal l'mal b'chalaylam." The words, this is Reb Nachum was saying in Luk Demaran. And when a person thinks this way, and he changes everything around, because everything was now until he turned it around, everything was going apart. That's the opposite of a yichud. It was moving away, getting further and further away. Atzus marshchayra. Further and further away. Benahapechu, Ashi Yishlutu Hayudim Heima B'Seinem. That now, what's the biggest shashua, the biggest delight that you give Hashem and Shemayim? Like the Zohar Kodesh says, when you take somebody who is far away and you bring him near, it's the biggest shashua in Shemayim. When there's somebody who was far, far from Hashem Yisbarach and you brought him back, if there are parents whose child was missing, God forbid, for a long time. And somebody brought back that child, it's the biggest shashum in Shammai. So when you bring this person into the dance, or you bring yourself into the dance, when you bring the atzvus and the marishchayra, the cause of depression, of despair, into the simcha itself, then you're miyached the biggest yichud. You understand? You're putting everything together. You're gluing everything together. Everything is supposed to be a cause to be in Eved Hashem, to see the seichel and the chachm and everything. Even in the Marashchayr. Everything brings me closer to God. Even this Tain of Amalek, Kamarucha Kata, so there was going to be a big period from Hashem, and it caused instead the biggest Yichud, because I took somebody who's so Rochay Kamayni, somebody who's so far away, like me, and I turned it all around, and now I'm Besimchad, I'm Yid, and I'm in the dance. And then I'm thinking about the mitzvahs of Masam Tovim that I'm doing, and how I could do more mitzvahs, and I could become better. Tomorrow could be better than today. I could do more, because I'm a Yid. As long as I'm a Yid, I could do better. That's the ik of an ahafeichu. It's the opposite of a Malik. A Malik is the Sefer Tevis what? Rak, rak, kol hayoyim. The holy name of Amalek is Rak, Ra, Kol Hayom. Ra. That's the name of Amalek. Rak, Ra, Kol Hayom. Not only to see bad in other people, but to see bad in yourself. Rak, Ra, Kol Hayom. If you could be zeichet to be sitting in the shir, and you'd be zeichet to learn some Gemara, and to learn a Rashi Taisis, and to even hear a Rambam and arrive at, but the guy next to you was much sharper. The guy next to you came up with some fancy thing and he was praised by the Magid Shir that he said a good word. And you walk away from the Shir and you feel bad about yourself. How come I didn't think about that? How come the guy is always ahead of me? Instead of thinking, what a Shir that I have. From the whole world, I have a Shir that I'm sitting, I'm learning Torah. It's the biggest Shir. What could be a bigger Shir than that? But this is exactly how the Marashchayr, this is how the other side works. It's always about what did I add to my life, not who I am in my life. As we can understand from the Torah, from Lukut Emaran, as we understood, this is what Rabbi Nachman was saying to us when we were zeichet to hear this amazing chiddush. Gardel haflogas maila zois habechina, the greatness of this bechina, kishe zeichin lesimcha kazois, when a person is zeichet lesimcha kazois, ad shema hapecha marishchayra, till you're able to turn around the whole marishchayra, v'chala yogan v'anocha lesimcha v'chul. To take Haman, and the salu oisav as bonaval ha'eitz, that from the tree that's 50 amas high, which is the nun shari tuma, instead it becomes what the nun shari bina, which comes to a madreg of ad layada, which is higher than anything that I could possibly understand. which is the 50 higher than anything that the mind can comprehend, from the tree that he made. So from that came out, from what Haman made to destroy me, from that came out what? Came out Nun Shari Bina. V'oisev Esbonov, him and his children are hanged on the tree. When a person thinks about that ba'omek, he comes to a madrega even before he starts drinking. He comes to a madrega v'ad lo yod ben arham l'barach Mordechai. Because what the Svarim tell us, but pnimius, and I know this is not going to sound easy, but what the Svarim tell us, that the pnimius of that is the etzem, there's no difference between arham and barach Mordechai. The etzem of a yid. That I'm a yid. It's true. Tzaddik is Baruch Mordechai. And it's an amazing thing. And he has a lot of schar. It's fantastic. And the other person is an Aruch Haman. A Yid. That he's like an Aruch Haman. It's no good. He's not a Tzaddik. He's an Aruch Haman. The Koyach of Purim is to come to that realization that there is essentially Be'etzem. In the Etzem, there's no difference. It's just what that tzaddik made of his etzem, and what I haven't yet done with my etzem. But be'etzem, I have all of the koyches that tzaddik has. Be'etzem, I'm a yid. I have this. I have a neshama. I'm a yid. Mizer Yisrael ani. Therefore, even though that tzaddik has a million accomplishments, and he's a tzaddik, and I have a million bad things, but pnimius is ad le'yod ben aruch ma'arham le'ruchanchay. Ad le'yod ben aruch. There's really no chiluk. Doesn't mean there's no chilik, and schar, and madregas. Of course there's a chilik. But in the etzem, there's no chilik. In the etzem, there's no chilik. That means today, if I decide that today I want to change, I don't have to become somebody else. I just have to become myself. I have to just bring out myself. I don't have to become somebody else. There's not another Jew that's called Baruch Mordechai. There's no different types of Jews. There's no like fathers and nuns, you understand? They're Yidden. There's no different kinds of Jews. He's a Jew and I'm a Jew. It means that if I want to become Mordechai, I don't have to change into a different Jew. I just have to work with the person that I am. Because Be'etzem, there's no difference between Aharman and Baruch Mordechai. Even though my whole life is Aharman. My whole life I'm living like Aharman. So how could I now convert to becoming a Mordechai? The Teretz is, you don't have to convert. Because that's Be'etzem who you are. Amach Kulam Tzadik. That's Be'etzem who you are. You have all the karchis, you have all of the raw material, you have everything you need to become a Baruch Mordechai. You don't have to convert to anything. You don't have to do anything to become a different person. You have to, the person that you are. Because there's Be'emes, there's Ad L'Odom and Har Hom L'Baruch Mordechai. That's the pnimius of Purim. To come to such a madrega. That means ad layada. There's no chilik. The etzim, there's no chilik. And v'zehu b'china sosna v'simcha yasigu. And that Rabbi Nachman brought the pasuk, sosna v'simcha yasigu, sha'ha sosain v'simcha, that the tachlis is that all of the, that the sosna and simcha masigim u'magim v'choit v'mayagin v'anocha. They go. They don't leave the sadness outside. The sasa v'simcha yasigu. They go outside the circle and they see the sadness that's standing outside. Oh, kamemruchakani, and they take that sadness and they schlep it into the rikud, into the dance. And now what? And now the very same thing that caused me depression and despair, now is the greatest cause of my joy. The greatest cause of my joy is. Shemarucha kamoini mizer Yisrael. V'kama v'zachisi hayom l'kama v'kama mitzvahs. V'kama l'kama brachas. V'kama diburim kedoshim. That I was zeichet today. It's the biggest simch in the world. That's the tzchayk. That's the laughter. That's the joy of Purim. That's the lag. That's the mockery you make of Haman. What's Zayin Adar? You know, Zayin Adar is he made a whole girl. You know, so it came out that the only day, the day that was Mukshu was Zayin Adar. Why did he come to that? Because it was Yom Shemais by Moshe Rabbeinu. But it was the day that Noilad Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara brings it in that order, Meisbay and the Nailudbay. That means that from that Hakara, that I have accomplished nothing, I'm like a mace. Davki, from that point of nothing, I can now come to the realization of Be'etzem, I'm Miseri Yisrael, I'm Be'etzem Miseri Yisrael, and I can mamish make myself into the biggest tzaddik in the world. Davki from that Nakuda. Davki from that Nakuda. That of nothing. See, what a lot of the chevre have problems with, especially guys that are learning, is that the Baruch Hashem they're learning and they're growing, but if that brings them to a place of yeshus and gaiva, like you see a lot of yeshus and gaiva, everybody slugging up this and slugging up that, and I'm a big alumdan, you know, like all this stuff that goes on. So, because of all that yeshus and gaiva, so any simcha that you have is only if I slug up the other guy. It's only if I'm smarter than somebody, if I'm better than someone, if I got a prettier wife, if I got a nicer house, if I got a whatever. It's all because of all that yeshus and gaiva. It's always about what did I accumulate, but not ever who be'etzem I am. Be'etzem, when there's nothing, just me. And in that place of the etzem of who I am, there's adli yoda ben arhom baruch morcha. Then the person davke is choit from hayogen va'anoch le'toich hasimcha. The greatest cause of my joy is the realization that Einachinami, a human being, self called self, is always going to be meruchak mimeno. Always. But I was zoich if a kama kama dvarim toivim. And when that's with humility, when that's with a feeling of humility, that I was zoich to put on tefillin today, not that I shlugged off my chavus's tefillin. You understand? Or that I showed that they really puzzle because the corner doesn't look so good. But rather, and I was zeuche for schia toive to put on tefillin today. There's no bigger simcha in the world. It's the biggest simcha. But that's why there has to be with anivas. If it's not with anivas, it's with yeshus and gaiva. It doesn't work. It has to come with that willingness, with that ability to say that I have nothing. I'm nothing. And from there, davke. We come to this hargosha, to this havana of kol kavecha lo yevoshe v'lo yikam l'netzach. Kol kavecha lo yevoshe v'lo yikam l'netzach. Shoy shanas yakay tzahalda v'sameh yakir v'sam yachad v'les mordechai. Shoy shanas
Ya la 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 la